What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards, and welcome to the Soccer Comic Rant. You can get at me on Twitter, at Ian Edwards Comic. Podcast all available at allthingscomedy.com, World Football Daily, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Go to iTunes to subscribe. Go to SoundCloud and subscribe. At iTunes, you know, leave your thoughts on the podcast. And let people know that they could check this out, that you verify it. And I appreciate that. I'm still in New York, and it's Memorial Day weekend. Shout out to everybody who fought for us to live a better life in America. That includes civil rights marchers and Martin Luther King and the whole crew, including the obvious. And I'm here with Roger. He did the podcast with me last week. We both went to college together. We played soccer together. And he's back. He might not say as much this time because he's worried that he's not good at this. But I've seen him do worse at other things. I'm trying to encourage him to say he's all right. He's doing a fine job. All you have to do is be rational. And you're rational. What up, Raj?
What up? What up, Ian, man? You're a funny dude, you know?
What'd I say?
Thanks for having me back against my better judgment, against my will.
Yeah, that's how much your judgment sucks. You're good at this. I think I've like asked somebody who sucks to come back and ruin the podcast. No, what do I look like? let me find out one of the listeners. Let me go find him. Let me go find a homie. Cam MCI and I. Cam MCI and I. He's left some comments, and they were favorable in your favor. He called you Bungie Garland.
Oh, word? That was about me?
Yeah, it was about you. He said you did a good job. Oh. So, and he listens all the time. And I guess one of the first things we got to talk about, we got to talk about a lot of things. Let me do the sponsorship first. Let me do that before anything. So this podcast is sponsored by On the Volley Apparel. Go to onthevolleyapparel.com and order some stuff. They got hoodies and t-shirts. They got a lot of great stuff. And I got some of it too. I'm going to show you guys with pictures and stuff what they look like. But go to the site, and then when you want to order something to get a 20% discount, just put in the code ComicRant and you get a 20% discount on your order. So go check out their stuff. They got some good stuff there, some good soccer gear. And go to their website, too. They throw soccer tournaments, and they can clove and outfit you. And you can pick up girls in some of their gear. It's fly, son. All right.
Yeah, some of the girls could pick up guys, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not against that. You could Sadie Hawkins the shit out of me. I don't care. Let's do it. So what up, Raj? The premier season is over. What are we going to do?
Oh, man. This is going to be a long, boring summer.
Nah, there's always more soccer. There's going to the teams from England are going to come here, play a tournament. So is Real Madrid and them. True. Or maybe they'll go, some will go to Asia. Mm-hmm. And then before that, there's the, what else is there? There's the Confederations Cup.
Right.
So they're going to play that, I think, in Russia. Leading up to the World Cup in 2 years.
I don't know if you've been paying attention, but I'm not exactly headed to Russia right now.
None of us are. I'm going to head to Russia on the TV 2 years from now when the World Cup starts.
All right.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to do it. And next year. Mm-hmm. So, but it's the end of the Premiership season. So there were some things to clean up from last week. So last week they played all the last games. Mm-hmm. Everybody got their position and their place. Mm-hmm. And we skipped last week because I wanted to know. I knew Wednesday, Man U was going to play the most important game of their season. This is the game that the season came down to. And this game was going to determine if Man U had a good season or not. We had to win the Europa League.
Right.
And it's funny that a game outside of the Premiership determined if we had a good Premiership season.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm an honest fan, or I try to be. Try to be objective. So we wouldn't have a good season unless we won this game.
Okay.
And we won this game. Mm-hmm. We were in control from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. It was a bunch of young kids on Ajax, and we sunned them. Mm-hmm. We got them, put them in check pretty much defensively and control the game, Mourinho style, from beginning to end. And you watched it. What were your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, it was just, it was pretty, I mean, a couple of nice goals, pretty nondescript, not a lot of, it was fun, just fun game, just kind of.
Wasn't it great?
Going. I mean, you know, okay. It's, you know, I've seen better games, you know,
right.
But it was cool. I mean, I guess Manu came out on top, so that was the best part of it. I mean.
we won 2-0. And that is the best part.
I suppose that's decisive, right?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, it was just kind of, I don't know, it just, you know, I wasn't impressed by the performance, per se. You know, although they won.
I was just happy. Well, these are the things that stood out about that game. Mm-hmm. The fact that two of the money signings at the beginning of the season,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
like, scored the winning goals. So
right. Pogba scored, yeah.
Kind of justifying his salary.
Right.
And so did Mkhitaryan.
Right.
Right? And so, boom. Mm-hmm. And Fellaini had a great game.
Right.
He's probably the best player on the field for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pogba was good, but he made a lot of mistakes towards the end.
Right.
And but Fellaini was solid all the way through, so it was a good game for him. Romero, our goalkeeper, mm-hmm. was solid also. He did his thing. And it's like, if De Gea is going to leave, Romero played this game as if to say, hey, look at me. I could start for you good dudes if that Spanish guy mm-hmm. bounces. I'm here. and he's had a good Europa League, so right. I'll give him that.
Right.
And, we were set up defensively. And then at the end of the game, we brought Rooney on
mm-hmm.
as if to say the last goodbye. You know, he played in the Europa League final.
Yeah.
And so what do you think of Man U season? I think I kind of asked you last week, but what do you think that this is complete?
Yeah. What did they end up?
Sixth in the league, right?
I mean, that should be good, not impressive, but it just seemed like they could have done a lot more.
Yeah,
you know, just it seemed like they underachieved, if you will.
Think so.
Even though sixth place is not the end of the world, I guess they, you know, when you think that they should be in the top four all the time, at least
should be.
You know,
we could have made top four.
Yeah,
it's just that Mourinho plays so defensively sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, we have offense on that field, but, you know, there's somebody made a funny video about Mbappe.
Mm-hmm.
He's a player for Monaco,
mm-hmm.
and they made a funny video of how deadly forward needed at Man U to play defender,
mm-hmm.
because that's mm-hmm. how, you know, that's how Mourinho sets up the team. Like, we're just very defensive.
Right.
So, yeah, we could have did way more than what we did. But, you know, So the day of the game, I went to work, so I couldn't watch it live.
Right.
So I had to watch the game when I came home. But, of course, Martin, Mr. Spurs, right, hits me up during the game. So I'm just going to read our conversation.
The last time he hit you up when you were on the plane, I think it was.
Right. But he's hoping. So this is how phony he is.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's a journalist, he's a professional,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't make emotional calls. But mm-hmm. to hit me up
mm-hmm.
when the game starts, which is the only time Ajax is going to be close to us.
Mm-hmm. Right. until Man U has scored.
Until we score. So then the game starts. He texts me, "Go Ajax." So I don't know if Ajax scored
right,
or not.
Right.
You know, so I said, "Hey, I'm not watching the game." He says, "Neither am I. Europa League is for losers." Really? So this loser league that your team got knocked out of,
right,
you couldn't, right. Then win it. And I'm like, "You sure?" He said, "Yeah, no one cares about Europa League. Was the game today or is it tomorrow?" So he's completely pretending.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
complete. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what, Martin? Be a man.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's wrong with Spurs fans. Like, the guy that just hit me, MC and I, mm-hmm. he's honest. Like, and he also gave me props for bigging up Spurs when Spurs is good.
Right.
And I'm not a journalist. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm being more honest than you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you claim this is what you do for a living. You write for 442 magazine, but you're trying to say Europa League doesn't mean anything. It does mean something if it gets you a Champions League spot and it gets you a trophy.
Right.
You know, like we had a better season than you and probably Arsenal until they won the FA Cup. Had a better season than Man City. Only person we did. Okay. We did. Mm. You finished ahead of us, but that's all you did.
Okay.
Like, we're all in the Champions League. We got trophies. We got three trophies. We got the League Cup.
Oh, no. You're not going to talk about the...
We're going to talk about the FA Cup, yeah.
No, no, the other cup that you mentioned the last
time. League, that's the League Cup. And the Charity Shield.
The Charity Shield.
But listen, by themselves, they mean nothing. Combined for a whole season to win three things and to be in the Champions League.
Okay.
And it you know what it does? It rounds you up from finishing sixth place.
Okay.
Like, if you just finish sixth place, travesty.
Right. Like, that sounds a little shit desperate, season. Though, in all earnest.
No. But there are trophies in the case. Listen. Spurs started this season and ended the season with the same amount of trophies that they started the season. None. Okay. Zero.
Okay.
All right. We started the season with three.
Okay.
And to win the Charity Shield or the Community Shield, you have to win the FA Cup the season before.
Okay.
Right? Also, we can win the Super Cup now that we won the Europa League when the Europa champion plays the Champions League champion. You know, so like so this no good cup can get us more silverware.
Right.
So here's your boy Martin. Your boy, even though you never met him before.
No, I haven't.
Can I say lucky you.
But can I say something?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think Spurs is going to win it all next year.
Oh, well, you just reminded me of something.
What's that?
Oh, well, it's going to come up in Martin's text. So, yeah, no one cares about Europa League. Was the game on today or is it tomorrow? So I'm like, ha, 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 you in Champions League, you loser. I said, ha, 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 see you in Champions League, you loser, because we had won by then.
Right.
You know? And then he sends me the hacky thing he always sends me. The top five teams in the table. Like, it doesn't matter. Right. We're not in that top five, but show me the sheet of all the teams from England that are in the Champions League next season. So what we on there.
So what did he cropped out?
He cropped out Manu? The Man U. Like why don't you show me who's going to be in the Champions League next year, motherfucker? Show me that sheet.
Right.
And I bet you Man U's in there. So I'm like, haha, that's all you got. We just joined Juventus, Chelsea, and Bayern as the only clubs to win every European trophy. And that's all you can send me? Old news from weeks ago? Right. Pathetic. Which is true. Like, that's all he's got. Right. And we wouldn't even be going through this if he was a man and said, hey, you guys won. Right. You got in the Champions League. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I'd look like a dick.
Right.
But for you to hit me up, start trouble, and then with the same punch. It's like a one-arm boxer.
Right.
He's going to throw one punch with the same arm, because that's all you got.
Right.
That's who I'm fighting, a one-arm guy.
Man up, Martin.
Man up, Martin. Just admit it, man. You're second. That's it.
I'm going to call him Eminem.
No disrespect Eminem with that. Okay. And then he's like, you joined the great Spurs team in the Champions League for next season. We've been there for weeks, but sure, welcome aboard. So that's his... Really? All right. I'm like, you sound whack. Superior Tottenham team, you went through the kitchen back door, but sure, welcome to the Champions League. You got kicked out of that back door. I sound repetitive because he's so repetitive. Yeah, a three trophy season back door, Martin, to your none. And then he's like, League and Champions League is all that matters. The rest is medals out of potatoes. Really? Mm-hmm. So... how come you didn't win none of the medals that counted? You got knocked out of Champions League, and you didn't win the league. You came second. And I'm like, ha-ha, you never won either. He's like, second to sixth. That's a huge gap, man. It doesn't, it's not. We're in the Champions League. It's not a huge gap. It'll take you years to get to that level. Really? It took us 1 year to fall from first to seventh, I think. So what is he talking about? And I said, the level of you not winning anything, really? Is that what's going to take us a long time? It's a gigantic gap, an ocean between our teams. And you can take Kyle Walker. We don't need him. Now, this is a dumb Spurs fan. Like, Kyle Walker wants a wage range. They don't want raise. They don't want to pay him. Okay. He's their right back. He's an English international.
Right.
But because they've discovered that Trippier, his backup is really good.
Right.
But here's the thing. Trippier is good because he's played 15 games this year. Kyle Walker's played the bulk of them.
Right.
And Kyle Walker's played with you in the Premiership. He's played with you in the League Cup. He's played for you in Champions League.
Right.
And he played for you in Europa League. So just because you have a guy that can replace him, you don't get rid of him. You pay him. That's how you stay a championship team, because now you're going to be in the Champions League. You're going to be in all these competitions.
Right.
You need more than one guy play a spot.
Right.
So you're not going to be like, fuck Kyle Walker. Right. Don't take him. So your mentality, we came second, so we don't need this guy. How the fuck you think you came second?
Right.
What if Trippier gets injured?
Right.
Who's going to back up each other? So like a top team would not be like, fuck it, go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the mentality that's going to make you fall to six. Mm. And I said, I told him he needs him. He said, nah, Trippier is better for us. Plus, Danny Alves wants to come. Like, I haven't heard that rumor. Right. Danny Alves is in the Champions League final.
Right.
And he wants to come to Spurs?
Right.
Like that is so random. He's with Juventus.
Right.
He could stay at Juventus.
Right.
They won the league.
Right.
So let me just say, Danny Alves won the league with Juventus. He's in the Champions League final. And he's like, man, you know what I need to do?
Step down.
I need to step down and take it easy and go to Spurs. And then you'll pay Danny Alves more than you'll pay Walker, who knows the system, fits in chemistry-wise with your team. Great, great, great. Geniuses over there. Goddamn geniuses over there. So, Man U, congratulations. It was an exciting Wednesday. Glad you locked it down. Won the Europa League.
And the Charity Cup.
Charity Community Shield, whatever. And the League Cup.
That reminds me when I play on FIFA. You know, there's these little...
No, it doesn't, Roger.
No, these little cups that I just, you know, you could play on easy, skill level 1.
You could play the whole game on easy. What are you talking about?
Well, that's to tell you how easy those cups are.
They're not easy. Like, everybody in Europa League is trying to win it to get to Champions League. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
I'm just saying, I wish you wouldn't mention that particular one, that's all.
What, the Europa?
No, the Charity League? Cup.
The Community Shield?
The Community Shield one. That one.
Again, you have to win the FA Cup to win that cup. And then another cup.
Hey.
The Martin's team failed to win the FA Cup. But I'm sounding redundant talking about Martin's Spurs. But MC and I, thanks for being honest.
So what's your prediction for next year?
Can't give any predictions because you don't know who's going to buy who's going to lose who.
Granted, but if things were frozen in time right now, based on who's been moving up in the table, down in the table,
But it doesn't make sense. It's so hypothetical. Like if things were frozen in time, we could finish in the top four.
What do you think is going to win?
This next year?
I'm
not going to do it because don't know who's going to stay where. Diego Costa might not be at Chelsea by the time we post this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen. So,
true.
So I like to let the dust settle. I don't even like to do transfer rumors because people just make them up to get people to listen or read their article. It's just an emotional thing.
This is a podcast. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I'd rather just get honest listeners. I'm not going to feed them full of bullshit.
So you don't think those people out there right now that are listening have their predictions?
I'd say they'd be pretty premature to have those predictions.
But do they?
Yeah, they have their predictions. What's your prediction, since you want to predict? What up, Tracy?
Go ahead. I think I like Spurs for next year.
You do?
Yeah.
Didn't you just hear everything that I just said about Spurs?
You just said.
And what did you do?
I'm not saying I like the team personally, but I think they look really convincing at this point.
If
everything stays as is.
They know. Listen, I gave them a lot of praise this year. I call them professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't shit on them.
Aren't they all professionals? Or what
do you mean? Some people are more professional than others. Spurs is just really, they were real professionals for a lot of the season, except when it came to playing West Ham. You know, listen, they are professionals at putting the pressure on whoever's going to be the champ.
Right.
They're good at that. They're professionals at that. Well, we could listen. Here's some stats from the season. So Harry Kane was number one goal scorer. He had 29 goals. Kevin De Bruyne from your club, Man City, 18 assists. Leaders, that's a lot of fucking assists.
Yeah, how many?
18 assists. That's 18 assists gives you more than 29 goals. 18 assists, let's multiply. I don't know why I feel like multiplying an assist by two.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's not good math. So let's just leave that alone. I don't know why.
Actually, you know, maybe I haven't played in a while, but I didn't know you get 2 points for every assist.
Yeah, I know. I just made up some system in my head that doesn't make sense. It's a good thing I caught it. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I was like, wow, is that like a California-based version or something that's happening?
I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that came from. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But Lukaku was the second leading scorer with 25 goals. Mm-hmm. And Harry Kane basically passed him in the last two games of the season.
Right.
You know, he scored a hat-trick in the last two games to pass him. When it didn't count. No pressure. All right, let me get these goals. But the West Ham game, I don't know. I can't score.
Yeah.
Great job. That's what we need playing for England. It's good.
I like my man Dele Alli, though.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. You know,
he's still pretty young, too.
He's still pretty young. They're all young. Yeah. Harry Kane's young.
Yeah.
You know, Alexis Sanchez got 24 goals. That's your boy.
Yeah.
You like him.
Yeah.
Sergio Aguero, your boy. Yeah. That's your real boy. Yeah, got 20 goals.
20.
Diego Costa got 20 goals.
Right.
Dele Alli, you just mentioned him.
Yeah.
He got 18 goals. Zlatan, big injury towards the end of the season, 17. Right. Hazard, the Premier League player of the season, 16 goals. And Joshua King, this guy plays for Bournemouth, and he's an ex-Man U youth player, 16 goals. And Bentaki, 15.
Yeah.
Who's the rest of the assist list? On the assist list, Christian Eriksen, 15 assists, that's a lot. You know? Sigurdsson, 13 from Swansea. Cesc, 12 from Chelsea. And Cesc didn't even play every game. He came off the bench a lot or didn't start, especially in the beginning of the season. So that's a lot. Alexis Sanchez has 10 assists to go with his 24 goals. Jesus Christ.
That's pretty impressive.
That's an effective player right there.
Yeah.
Ozil, Mehmet, 9 goals, 9 assists. Pedro, 9 assists. Wijnaldum, 9 assists. Zaha, 9 assists. Ross Barkley surprised me with 8. You know, then we have passes. Best passer in the league, stat-wise, Azpilicueta from Chelsea. So a back. A back is he has easier passes. Somebody always in front of him. So, all right. Oh, Granit Xhaka? Did he play that much to have second in passes? Wow. He did better than I thought. Fernandinho is a solid Man City player.
Yeah.
And Pogba's fourth in passing. He's up there. World's most expensive player. James Milner, another back.
Yeah.
Liverpool is fifth, 2,168. N'Golo Kante, Mr. Crazy Glue, 2,112. He had more passes than Ozil, 2,110. And Herrera. It was 8th, David Silva 9th, Romero was 10th. And then saves. Tom Heaton had 141 saves. I think 140 of those saves was that game we played against his team where he just saved everything. Stop Man U all day. Bastard. Jordan Pickford from Sunderland. You know he was going to have, he's going to be up there in saves because every game is like target practice on him, his goal, when he's in there with Sunderland that went down. So he got 135. Fabianski had 117. Ben Foster, 116. Peter Cech, 115. He was fifth. What else we got here? We got goals. Who scored the most goals? Team that scored the most goals, Spurs, had 86. So they win it in categories that don't give you any trophies or medals. So here's another shot. I want to fire at Marshall, at your boy Martin. So over the last 40 years, right?
Damn, go back, huh?
Because I want to give, this is how embarrassing this is. Mm-hmm. Marcus Rashford has more, he's a forward for Man U.
Yeah, of course.
He has more trophies between last year and this year than Spurs has had in the last 40 years. And Marcus Rashford is 18 years old. So that should just put everything in perspective.
Wow.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? He's 18 years old. And if he quit, he's more successful than Spurs in the last 40. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe they did something in the last 40 years. So let's make it 30. And if I'm making a mistake, let's make it 20 years.
Doesn't matter. He just got his league.
He's 18 years old. And he's more successful than a club that is probably 50 times his age.
Wow, that's, I don't know, we need to...
So Martin...
We need to verify those facts.
No, because he won the FA Cup last year.
Right.
This year, Europa League, League Cup.
Right.
Community Shield.
Right.
Yeah.
Again with the
community. 18 years
again
old.
Again with the community shield.
We talk about trophies, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Listen... This is where Martin's full of shit. If Spurs had won a chicken wing, he'd be waving it around. So don't tell me what counts or what doesn't count. You're full of shit.
So I have an interesting piece of information for you here.
I'm listening.
So, you know, we got the matches coming up in the summertime.
Right.
We got Man U, Man City, AC,
Roma. Is it Man U versus Man City?
So we got Man U versus Man City. That's in Houston, Texas.
All right. Uh-huh.
You got Tottenham versus Paris Saint-Germain.
Okay.
You got Juventus, Barcelona. You got Tottenham, AS Roma.
Mm-hmm.
Real Madrid,
mm-hmm.
Man City.
Mm-hmm.
Man United, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
FC Barcelona, Man United.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Tottenham versus Man United.
What's your point?
Is that planned?
Well, it wasn't planned for them to have one. But these are just touring games. It
doesn't matter. I understand that. I mean,
and these are games where it really doesn't matter.
It matters to you and Martin.
No, it doesn't.
No? It probably
matters. Like, if we had a game scheduled,
mm-hmm.
and even though this is a game where you can sub over 10 times
mm-hmm.
and test players,
mm-hmm.
if they beat us, this mm-hmm. would mean a lot to him. But as a Man U fan,
mm-hmm. it wouldn't mean a lot to you. It
wouldn't mean anything.
Right. I think I'm betting I'm putting money that it means.
Listen, when.
Bragging points.
But it's fake bragging points.
Does it matter
it's
to Martin?
It's like spending. Though? Unfortunately, not. It means too much to him. It's a Spurs, but I don't give Spurs props. They scored the most goals in the league, 86. Mm-hmm.
That's the ICC Cup, anyway. That's the International Champions Cup.
International Champions Cup.
Yeah.
Chelsea had the second amount of goals in the league. They had 85. So if Spurs could just flip-flop that, they'd have a title. Tracy, could you do your Fitbit thing later? We're recording something. We know. Everybody has a Fitbit. They could see.
I'm just...
Yeah, all right.
I wasn't even trying to interrupt y'all.
This is, you're not? Really?
No.
This is hilarious. I'm not going to edit this out either.
Why is she breathing so hard?
We know you beat him in Fitbit, Tracy. Go sit down. Get yourself a rest. You need it now.
I was just giving her a head start.
Roger, you got...
Damn.
You got... It's gonna, if you get out of here at 10, you got 2 hours to burn to just walk everywhere. All right, y'all. Sorry about this. Liverpool has 78 goals. Man City at 80. And if we do passes, Man City had the most passes. Liverpool had the second amount of most passes. Arsenal, third amount of passes. Man U had the fourth amount of passes? I'm surprised at that. Spurs had the fifth amount of passes. Clean sheets, Man U had 17. We also had tons of draws. Spurs had 17 clean sheets. Chelsea had 16. Southampton had 14. That's pretty good. Arsenal had 13. So, and you could go to PremierLeague.com and see the rest of it. And so, big game on Saturday, FA Cup final. And you watched this game?
Yeah, of course.
And were you
yeah.
one of the people, including myself, that thought Chelsea had this?
I did, and I was talking to my buddy before the game, and or texting him, and I mm-hmm. said, the only thing we got to watch out for is Sanchez.
Sanchez's hands? Sanchez's offside? Or both? Or just his hands?
That was clearly not offside, if you know anything about
that. No, it wasn't offside, but right. it's... The way they make the rule is confusing.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't remember who the other player was.
Ramsey.
He didn't touch it. Didn't.
No, he didn't touch it.
He didn't get too close to it.
He was close, I would give them that. Like
right.
the ball bounced in his general direction, and he backed up.
Right. So the handball part, that's a different question. But nobody saw that, so it didn't happen.
Nobody saw that, so
it didn't happen. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why you're bringing that up. Wow. You know?
Either way, Chelsea had a chance to get back in this game. And this game, when I started watching it, I was like, oh, wait a minute. So here's the issue with Wenger. So he wins. There's a few things about this game. They won, Arsenal won, and they dominated. Mm-hmm. They had so many chances, they could have blown Chelsea. Could have embarrassed the shit out of Chelsea.
5-0 by halftime.
Right. They missed a lot. Mm-hmm. Ramsey missed one. Mm-hmm. Cahill saved one, mm-hmm. off the goal line. And Welbeck had another one, mm-hmm. and there was shit in the second half. Mm-hmm. Ozil hit the post. Mm-hmm. It's like crazy chances. Mm-hmm. But this is a big FA Cup win because you're beating the champions.
Right.
And the champions in the odds makers' books, everybody's books, are supposed to just come out and just take this from you. Because Arsenal has been playing kind of soft all year.
Inconsistent as all hell.
Right.
I don't even know if that's a good term for the inconsistent.
You can be consistently inconsistent.
Consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
They've been that. But they've also been playing really soft.
Right.
So for them to play this hard, mm-hmm. so hard, like just firm, winning 50-50s. Like, it's just a different style.
Right.
And this is the problem with Wenger. It's like, mm-hmm. hey, man, like, Arsenal plays a Barcelona style, right? Mm-hmm. But even Barcelona doesn't win being Barcelona all the time. And they have the best players mm-hmm. to play that style. Mm-hmm. So what Wenger needs to do is be more tactical. He's always attacking. Mm-hmm. Even when they have a lead, they attack. This year, some of the times, when you have a lead, fall back, defend, and just counter. Mm-hmm. You have the speed. You got the players with the attacking IQ. They could have gotten more points than they got this year. Mm-hmm. But they just play one way, and it doesn't matter where you are on the table. You know how they're going to play you every week. Mm-hmm. Like, he never changes it up. Like, if they're in a certain position in the table at the beginning of the season, he just said, let's make sure we win every game. It's just one way. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't change at halftime style mm-hmm. unless it's to make it more attacking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or it's just, he needs to be more technical tactical mm-hmm. if he's going to stay. Mm-hmm. You know, you just can't play. The biggest thing he did in 10 years was play five at the back, mm-hmm. which is basically what he was playing anyway. He just told Oxlade and Chamberlain he got to defend now.
Right.
Yeah. And that was towards the end of the season.
But it seemed like that game confirmed if he wants to come back, he'll be back next year.
I think it's up to the board. The fans want him gone. Like, when I speak to my Arsenal friends, they're like, good, he won. Now he could leave.
On top.
On top.
Yeah.
Which right. is, the FA Cup is not the top to them. Like, so my thing is, like, wouldn't it be crazy if he came back and he won the league next year? What would Arsenal fans want him to leave the year after? Like, what would you want, Arsenal fans? Because you're clearly done with this guy. He wins the FA Cup, you're done with him. Right. You were done with him years ago when he won the FA Cup 2 years ago.
Right.
So, but what if he won the league? Would you want to keep him?
If he won the league?
Yeah. And then another thing is the celebration, the comparison, the disparity in the celebration with Wenger winning the FA Cup, which was a huge win,
mm-hmm.
and Man U winning the Europa League. So the Europa League, the players got involved with the coach, and you could see the love and the camaraderie, and that this guy is their leader who they listen to in the Man U Europa League win. Like, there was just all the bonding. Like, there was this release from everybody, and they collectively embraced the win, coach and players. You know, like, they did it together. And when the celebration for the Arsenal FA Cup win over Chelsea, which was huge, was like, Wenger walked around, patting players on the back. Like, he didn't even want to, like, have the confidence to think, this guy's going to want to hug me.
Right.
And they didn't really turn around to really hug him. Like, I didn't see any, unless if somebody saw it, fine, tell me. But I didn't see, like, a lot of, like, players, like, throwing themselves at Wenger and hugging him. So they say they want it for him, but if, once you've seen real love, you know fake love. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think the players want him gone too?
They're not convinced, yeah. They might.
So let me ask you one question. You know, growing up, it was all about the FA Cup.
It was huge. It was huge.
Right. It wasn't about the Premier League. There was no Premier League.
No, there wasn't no Premier. It was about the league, but it also the FA Cup was just bigger than what it was now.
So I guess people respect the Premier League way more now than winning the FA Cup.
Well, once they rebranded the FA Cup, and then so many things in sports have been rebranded and boosted to a higher level, the FA Cup was never rebranded and boosted to a higher level. So then it falls down on the priority list.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, this was the biggest FA Cup I've seen in a while just because it was Arsenal and Chelsea. But look, last year when Man U won it, Man U was the only named team in it. And the other team, I can't even remember the name of the team we beat. Right. And it was a team like, we're going to win this, no question.
Right.
It wasn't a top team. Because, you know, like Champions League got rebranded maybe over a decade ago. But it was the Europa League was the Champions League before. So it's just like, it's just being rebranded in a certain way. FA Cup hasn't been rebranded, and Premier League has, you know. So it's like up there, you know. It's got a new name, Premier League.
Yeah, I mean, it also has a lot of, you know, historically scrub teams, basically, you know.
Who does
the FA Cup? You know, in at least the early rounds.
Yeah, early rounds.
So it's a long competition.
Yeah, it's a hard.
You know, I would think with that it would be a more prestigious competition to win, because you've got to play many rounds to get to the final. You know, it's knockout all the way to the top.
Right.
You know, the Premier League, you can almost draw your way, you know.
No, you can't. You come sixth if you draw your way.
Well, six ain't bad.
So. Yeah, then you got to win the Europa League finals.
Shoot, as a matter of fact, you could just draw your position and get like what 38 points off of draws, and you'll be like in fifth place.
38.
I mean,
what are you talking about?
No, I mean, how many we got? How many? Well, you'll be.
I think you're doing my assist math.
Your assist math, you get 2 points, right?
You get 2 points, yeah. My assist math didn't work. This math ain't gonna work either, bro. Yeah, leave that math alone. Didn't work out for me. But, yeah, you know, so Arsenal, you did something unbelievable, and you used your backup goalkeeper.
Yeah.
He was fucking fantastic, saved a lot of goals. Mm-hmm. Or a few goals, good saves. Could be one of the players of the match. Bellerin was dope. He was all over the place, ran his ass off. Pretty dope. And, so Arsenal lifted. You just didn't think it would happen, but Arsenal lifted a trophy by the end of the season. And Wenger pulled something out. What are you looking at?
No, Watford had. You could draw every match and just be about where Watford ended up and still be in the league.
How many draws did Watford have?
No, I'm just saying they had 40 points total.
Right. 40 so is the mark, you know, to know you're going to stay.
You'd be in 17th place.
That's where Watford was?
Yeah. You'd be in 17th or
18th place. The Premier League, though. It's not even easy to get a draw.
True.
Now, you'll have a draw, and then right before the ref blow the whistle, goal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Draws ain't easy. All right. So, what's coming up this Saturday? Huge game. Champions League final. Let's go look that up. League final is Juventus versus Real Madrid. That's what I was about to ask you.
Oh, you like? Oh man,
Who you like? I know who I like, but I don't. And I think they're gonna win.
I mean, I think I gotta go Real Madrid for that one.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. This is the reason why I go with Real Madrid. It's the way they play.
Yeah.
Flashy and gritty. It's the best combination. Offensively, they have an offensive force. Mm-hmm. But they also defend as good as a gritty team like Atletico Madrid.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And Juventus kind of does the same thing, but they're not as potent in offense as we are. But again, Juventus beat Barcelona. But Barcelona also didn't have the greatest season. And shout out to Luis Enrique, he's bouncing, and he won the Copa del Rey last game. But and I said this when he announced his retirement towards the end of the season, I'm like, they're not going to win the league because he has nothing to lose because he's already saying he's quitting.
Right.
And he wanted to win, but deep down, knowing that you've already quit takes away some of that edge. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised that Real Madrid won the league. Because Zidane was coaching to keep that job,
right.
You know,
right.
And to prove something that it wasn't a fluke from last year.
So I see they got the odd makers got Juventus 2-1 odds.
They do.
And
they're trying to set people to win. Up. Why?
Real Madrid 13-8 odds.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So Real Madrid is the champions from last year, right? How many goals do they have in the Champions League? They have Ronaldo, the leading scorer in Champions League history, I guess, with over 100 goals. Mm-hmm. Let me see some of these stats.
I think it should be a good game for that should be a real exciting game, though.
Oh, it's going to be exciting, yeah. For sure. No question. I would just put my money on Real Madrid because of their style. They can do what Juventus does defensively, but they can also score better than Juventus. And Juventus has scorers. They got Higuain. Mm-hmm. And they have Mbala, but this team just has that thing, man. And Cuadrado is good, but this is the game where Cuadrado gets exposed, you know? Let me go to latest.
Another set of odd makers here. They've got 2-1 odds on Juventus again. Real Madrid 33-19.
Say again?
Real Madrid 33-19 and Juventus 2-1 odds.
2-1? Yeah. That sounds so shady. Yeah, that sounds shady, bro. And also in the middle of this, I want to give a shout out to Francesco Totti. Not that he's gonna ever hear this, but you are a legend, homie. And he just played his last game for Roma. That guy was fucking amazing.
Give him the number. You may might call us.
Call us. This is going up after the show.
After don't worry, we'll pre-record it.
What are you talking?
Post it when he calls us.
Roger. Who you mean?
He's gonna listen. You mean
Tati?
Yeah, Tati. Yeah.
Shut up, Roger.
He's gonna hear the podcast. Record it and we play it back for the listeners.
Wow. All right. We talked about this outside. game's being played in Cardiff, and it's going to have a closed roof stadium for the first time. I don't know what's that. They keep saying that like that's a huge deal. Just keep this on the field, y'all. Yeah, so I don't know who you got. I'd put my money on Real Madrid because they're gritty and they got scoring power. So they're like a degree better than Juventus. So that's why I'd go with them. And you're going for Real Madrid too?
Yeah, I gotta take them. Yeah, I think they're just in the winning ways right about now.
And Danny Alves is, you know, he's used to playing for Barcelona against Real Madrid. Now he'll be playing for Juventus against Real Madrid. Madrid and Juve will both be competing in their sixth Champions League final, which equals AC Milan's record. Madrid have won all five of their Champions League finals, while Juventus has lost the fixture more times than any other club. They've lost four and only won once. And the only other club to boost or have a 100% record in the Champions League final is Marseille, Porto, and Internacional. And the weird thing is Zidane, he lost the Champions League as a player for mm-hmm. Juventus mm-hmm. against Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to be coaching against his old team.
Right.
So then there's storylines like that. Not counting 2007, Italy and Spain jointly have the most appearances per country in all-time Champions League final with 27. Spain is 16. Has won 16 from 27 appearances, while Italy has registered 12 victories from 15 defeats. Yeah, you could go on and on with the stats, but I'm just going to say my money's on Real Madrid. And that's it.
That was easy.
All right, Raj. So this podcast won't be long. Soccer's winding down. We'll do one more next week after the Champions League.
Yeah.
And then after next week, I'll decide if I want to cover CONCACAF. Definitely not going to cover CONCACAF. Confederations Cup. Or just take a break and come back before the beginning of the new season. But, you know, there's going to be one more. But everybody who listened this season, it was a great season. December was crazy. The beginning of the season was crazy. Leicester falling off. You know, they lost the Community Shield in the beginning to Man U. Us getting Zlatan coming on strong. The shouts for Wenger out. What else happened? A lot of shit happened. Conte going crazy on the sidelines. Man U looking like they're in complete ruins at times. Spurs looking like they're going to put more pressure on. What else happened? Pogba getting bought and people thinking it's a waste of money. Some people thinking he's good enough. Mkhitaryan scoring his sixth goal in the Europa League. And I just wanted to comment on that goal. That was such a Mkhitaryan goal. Like, that goal, mm-hmm. isn't it such a Mkhitaryan? Mm-hmm. Like, have you mm-hmm. seen his other goals, like the Scorpion and just mm-hmm. other goals? Mm-hmm. That is such a Mkhitaryan goal mm-hmm. that he scored. Like he scores, he just gets in there, scores something exciting, and then starts playing for the rest of the game.
Did his job.
Did it. Scored. I'm little. I did my thing. I'm out.
Yeah, he scored one goal every game. He'd be straight.
Yeah, he's like George Costanza. So I'm out. What else happened this season? A lot of crazy things. We got Sunderland going down finally. Moyes doing a terrible job of accepting that job. You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Why would you take that job? Middlesbrough going down.
You had the Swansea going down. City, with 20 coaches.
No, not Swansea not going down. Who went down?
No, they're not going down. I'm just saying they had 20 coaches.
No, I said that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, Swansea had 20 coaches.
20 coaches for the season, including...
Hull City.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
And what else happened this season? Chelsea went in, coming back. Last year, I think they were like 9th or 10th, winning the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Spurs finally holding on to second place instead of slipping to third like they did at the end of last season. We saw Pep's first season in the Premiership, all his frustrations, how much the league can get to you. This guy has been solid his whole career and looked erratic and crazy sometimes in press conferences, a lot of twitches. This league will give you Tourette's because Pep got Tourette's now. Koeman's boys coming up, you know, doing their thing. Bournemouth. British coach.
Everton in the same position as every year.
Yeah, around there. Around there.
Southampton in the same position every year.
Around there. Around there. And next season should be... What are you looking forward to most for next season?
What am I looking forward to most? I don't know if it's going to happen, but...
Right. Huh? I'm listening.
I'm looking for Man City to step up again and take it up another notch. I think next year to a third.
I mean, they were third, second.
To hopefully to win the whole thing, you know.
What they got to do that, Raj?
I don't know, man. They seem kind of flat right now, you know.
You got some old players.
Yeah, I don't see how they take it up a notch, you know. And I think this year, I mean, there were so many teams just right in the thick of things, at least except for Chelsea, of course, you know. Although they weren't that far off, you know.
They were gone.
Like 9, 10, what did they finally end up? Was it like 9 points, right? No, 7 points they ended
up. Right there in front of you.
Yeah, so, but, you know, I think the team I'm looking out for the most is probably Tottenham, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
I think they're young enough, they're good enough that, you know, a few more wins. I think, you know, at times they were inconsistent. You know, they lose against some horrible teams.
They had a lot of ties, you know, at a certain point too.
Yeah. So I think they just have like just a notch, a small notch to go. You know, and with Dele Alli and
but with their Son attitude and, of like, hey, you can go Walker. That's not going to help him.
Well,
and they got to, this is why they might sell players, because they got a stadium that's being built. They're going to be playing at Wembley, which is not their home.
Right.
So they might not be completely, it might cost them a few games. I don't think it's going to cost them as many games as people are saying, because they haven't won there. It's just going to cost them a few games to get comfortable. And those are valuable points. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be teams. Like, Pep is definitely going to improve Man City. Mm-hmm. But it might not be that easy because David Silva ain't young. Yaya Toure ain't young. Your whole defense needs to be revamped. So I don't know if you get, even if you get a good defense, are they going to be able to gel chemistry-wise in time? So you're going to lose some games and make some ties just getting up to par.
Yeah, and my man Sterling is just not... he's still my boy, but... he's missing something.
Balance?
Just might be the balance.
Literally balance.
You know? We'll see.
Any question you want to ask me?
Yeah, I asked you before, but you refused to answer who you thought was going to win it.
I can answer a question about Man U. This is my dreams for Man U. To not buy that much. Like, I know it was just one game at the end of the season where we played some of the young kids, but they played like they don't give a fuck that they're young kids.
Right.
And they played the way Rashford plays. Mm-hmm. Like, they came on and they were better than Rashford. There's something about the Man U youth system and Nicky Butt, the mentality that they instill in these kids that they just don't care. And you want that. And if we got that on the bench, let's buy a few people here and there, maybe a defender, maybe another midfielder, and maybe another forward. Like, Mourinho didn't go buy crazy last year. He bought three players, But we don't have to spend a lot of money.
Right.
Unless they want to get Griezmann. Because I guess you definitely want to make sure you have a good score. I think next year, Rashford is... And we have to help him also score more. We have to take some chances. The league is not that bad that we have to play as defensive as we were playing. We played too defensive. You can't play defensive against Hull. You got to go score.
Right.
You know?
And then you got Martial.
Yeah, and I believe... I like him.
You got some nice young players.
Yeah. So, let's hope we get some of them young players on the pitch. And maybe buy two, get two dudes. We're done. And let's go. But pretty decent season.
So you're going to win it with or without those moves?
Nah, to win it, we'd really have to buy a lot.
Okay.
To win it, we have to buy a lot. Because you got to think, Chelsea got a Hazard, they got a Conte, they got a Matic, they got a Cesc on the bench. You know, they got, you know, their midfield is just bananas. They got a Moses, who when he doesn't dive is good. They got a Willian. You know, they just won't have a four. I don't know who they're going to get to replace Costa if Costa bounces. They got a Hazard, you know. So you're competing against midfields like that.
Wow. So, you know, what are you trying to say about Man U for next year? It don't look that good right now.
No. We're going to buy.
You're just praying for the...
We're going to buy or just let the young players come through in a few years from now. It'll be worth it. But we'll see. All right, you want to plug anything? When's your party?
Oh, my party's this Saturday, man.
What?
Yeah, this Saturday, Reggae Retro is in the building.
What?
Yeah, Park Slope, Brooklyn, reggaeretro.com. Check it out. You know, flying. Got a lot of people coming from Cali, from Canada.
Just me, Raj.
No, besides you, bro.
They're coming for the party?
Yes, bro.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, man. This ain't no joke. Ain't no serious things that go on, man. So, you know? Yeah. Bungie Garland. Yeah. Bungie Garland.
Is Bungie coming?
No, Bungie Garland is a soca artist. Not,
he would never come to a reggae party.
No, he would come to a reggae party. So yeah. As a matter of fact, you got this Bungie Garland and Damian Marley got this song.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's kind of like a crossover between. Soca. Like, so it sounds like a soca kind of reggae kind of style. Yeah, that's a dope tune.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, so. But,
not mad at that.
Yeah, this Saturday, man. Come out, check it out.
What's the address? What time?
It starts, you know, party time. Doors open at 10, goes till 4 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
What's the address?
622 DeGraw Street.
Say that one more time.
622 DeGraw Street. It's a
DeGraw?
Weird, DeGraw, yeah. Right. It's a weird name. It's a venue called
That's why Little I make Field. It repeat it.
Yeah. But just check out the website, reggaeretro.com. The address and everything, directions, all of that is on there. You know what I mean? All
right.
And then from there, you can hit up, the, you know, Facebook, Reggae Retro, Instagram, Reggae Retro, Twitter, Reggae Retro. All right? That's what's up.
All right, so... That's it for me, too. It's been a great season. Check back in for a Champions League podcast Sunday. And I'm going to be on a podcast called... there's a bunch of comics in New York, Soccer Cooligans. They have a podcast. I'm going to do that tomorrow. So check theirs out. And, yo, that's it. Love each other. Have a good time. And, you know... Enjoy the hot summer. Getting into some good trouble. Respect.